An abuse survivor is calling for Pacific people in New Zealand who've been abused in care to go to the Royal Commission of Inquiry for guidance and support. Frances Tangaloa spoke at a hearing of the Abuse in Care Inquiry in Auckland this week about the sexual and emotional abuse she experienced in the Catholic Church in the 1970s. The abuser was part of the Marist Brothers, and to this day, Mrs. Tangaloa hasn't received a formal apology from the institution. RNZ Pacific's Sela Jane Hopgood reports, and a warning, this story does begin with distressing details.
After a while, I would visit Brother Bede by myself, and that's when the abuse would occur. Brother Bede would be fondling me, or would want me to take my pants off and stand me up on a table and get me to read books.
That was Frances Tangaloa recounting the sexual abuse she experienced as a primary school student. She is now 52 years old. Mrs. Tangaloa has tried to work with the Catholic Church's national office that oversees the response to complaints of abuse. But that approach hasn't been successful. She says the Catholic Church isn't equipped to help victims of abuse in care.
They don't understand the difficulty and the trauma that survivors have had to come through. And that's been my experience too. Their actions are re-traumatising. They don't see that and they don't think from a survivor's perspective.
Mrs. Tangaloa encourages Pacific victims of abuse to seek out an independent body such as the Royal Commission to investigate and report their case. She says they'll help with the recommendations that are made about how to prevent this abuse happening again in Pacific communities.
To have an independent body be created to investigate, to take on reports, to interact with the police, and to be able to hold any institutions to account when there's been sexual abuse.
The leader of the Marist Brothers, John Hazelman from Samoa, was present at the hearing. Mr. Hazelman says it was difficult for him to hear what Mrs. Tangaloa went through, especially as they're both Samoan.
As a Samoan descent, we take things like this very seriously. And we all have our connections, we all have our Fa Samoa, we all have our roots. And what happens to another Samoans is also affecting me because I feel part of that family.
Commissioner Ali'i Mumu'a Sanja Alofi-Vai says they're after a collection of Pacific survivor stories to help create recommendations for the government.
We're looking for patterns. We're actually looking to see what actually happened to understand that broader picture. So in order to be able to put forward some meaningful and practical recommendations really to government about what is it that needs to change, we need to have a really good understanding of what the landscape was, what the barriers were, and then going forward, how do we not repeat the pattern?
Ms. Alofi says Pacific people are one of three population groups overrepresented in care systems, along with Māori and people with disabilities. And she says that for anyone worrying about the process, there are Pacific teams at the inquiry.
We actually have a very specific Pacific investigation team and a Pacific engagement team, so they can actually ask to speak to someone in the Pacific team and be guided through our contact centre.
Ms. Alofi-Vai says they want to talk to any Pacific people who have been abused in care in the years between 1950 and 1999. Mō te hōtaka o te ata, Ko Sela Jane Hopgood, TNA.